Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson, plus movies, funeral processions, and Donnie Baker. All coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Say to a naked guy. There are things you never say when a man is nude.
I didn't mean to laugh.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Can you help me find it?
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
Does that thing come with an air pump? I thought you said you had small pox.
Really? No, seriously. Really?
But your feet are so big.
Aw, that's cute.
Hang on, I'll get my tweezers.
Aw, it's like a little light switch.
For a second there, I thought you had a third nipple.
I didn't know they could be innies.
Well, this explains your big car.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Wow, your boobs are bigger than mine.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the program. Hope everybody's happy. Everybody doing well?
Yeah, I'll bet you $20 the phone doesn't ring this break.
Wow. 20?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's double that, shall we?
Yeah, 40. Fine. I'm not afraid.
Okay, very good.
Nice bird.
Oh, son of a gun.
I'll take 220s.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
I deserve a cut of that. Pretty good.
Thank you, Donnie.
Donnie!
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker. Can I start with a public service announcement?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll say it like this. People need to be more clear about what they're talking about.
Okay.
Well, I went to a John Deere dealership yesterday.
Yeah.
And I wasn't there to buy nothing. I was just there for this combine everybody's been talking about.
Right.
Stupid combine just sat there all the time I was there doing nothing. And, like, you know, it's like that dude at Sam's Club. He checks your receipt with a highlighter when you're leaving.
Yeah.
You know? It didn't do nothing. Yet it's getting all the attention. Finally, I said, salesman, why NFL would care about a piece of farm machinery anyways? He said I had the wrong combine. So he explained that combines what NFL calls it because they run, jump, and throw and catch.
Right.
Well, when I was a kid, we just called that recess, Tom. For God. Anyways, I guess it's going on this whole weekend. And you can on television.
Uh-huh. On the prime time.
Well, it's a great backup plan in case you ain't into hockey, spring training, or storage wars. But this dude knew the whole schedule. He said they got one day for quarterbacks and receivers, show what they got, another day for extra wide linemen. I say instead of the draft, they should just do it like recess. All the players line up on the line like dodgeball. You pick two captains. I'll take a Stinky Mark or Fat Freddy if he can stop picking his burgers for 2 seconds.
Oh, my God.
You always want the booger eater for wide receiver because they use him like stick 'em, Christy. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Fat Freddy didn't drop one ball his entire 6th grade. And I tuned in last night. Man, some of them dudes are big. And linemen, 6'6", 350 pounds.
Of course.
Hell, Bigfoot's only 6'4". Did you know some of these guys can lift over 400 or 500 pounds?
Wow.
Deadlift, 600. I swear to God. I mean, talk about strong. Maybe they should, you know, have a new event, see how far they can push that combine I stared at for 2 hours yesterday. my cousin Soren, you guys know him.
No.
He drives that lifted 84 Fiero.
Oh, really?
Rocking the baddest rims ever. Go dusted 22s.
Nice.
He's the one that converted that preacher's daughter to Mormonism. Remember?
I don't remember. Wow. That.
In the paper. You know him. He looks like Stone Phillips, but strung out. Spins a sign in front of the tax office. He dressed up like Uncle Sam twice a year.
Oh, I've seen that guy. Yeah, he's a good sign spinner.
Well, I don't know if I ever told you, but this past year, he walked on an Ivy Tech football team at the age of 47.
Wow.
I swear to God, suited up and started one game.
How'd that go?
Oh, it could have gone way better.
Well, how bad could it have gone?
Well, he gets out of the body cast this June.
Oh, that's bad.
You know that thing's going to stink.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Deviled egg. Oh, hey, I better run. I'm still test driving a tractor, and I left it running out back.
Okay, oh, thanks. Okay. Thanks, Tony. The NFL Combine continues with lots of action. And
Did you watch any yesterday, man? Tight ends 40 times, quarterback 40s. You didn't watch it?
What's it airing on?
NFL Network and ESPN a little bit.
But did it really have better ratings than the XFL?
I don't know if they're in yet, but I'm guessing yes.
Well, and you can bet on the combine.
What?
Right?
You can bet on the 40 times, I think.
Yeah.
Can bet on the combine.
There were interesting props
much
for the
we can make it.
Did you see the props for the Wilder fight? There were props on whether they would touch gloves, whether Trump would tweet the winner.
This is America.
Yeah, you can bet on everything.
Whoa.
You can bet on the Academy Awards.
Oh, yeah. You can bet on you can bet on politics, anything.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to comment on movies on your TV show, The Daily Blast?
We are. I think I saw almost all the movies this year. Which I got all the screeners.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Do you get grief from people when you... maybe you don't agree on certain things.
Of course. Because there are certain movies you have to say, that was really powerful. You got to just say that. That's how you know that a movie wasn't that great, is when you call it powerful, because no human being ever describes a movie like that to your friend. Chick, you need to see it's really powerful. Yep. Like, what? Yeah. That's just on the... But I saw
it. Visually stunning is another.
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah,
it's a movie. It better be.
They put $100 million into it.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Parasite?
Sure,
I like that.
See, I hated it.
Tom hated it.
Yeah, I loved it, too. Yeah.
It was like if Sanford and Son turned into, I don't want to give anything away.
He didn't like the tonal shift, which I found
something's
good.
Something's different about the movie. What happened? Yeah, that'll really throw you, Tom.
I hated it. Sorry.
I did like the
That's
same
all right. You're allowed to hate it.
Mildly disliked. I hate
it. Not only
it.
That.
You are allowed to hate it.
Yes, and if you liked it, he hates you a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah. Do you get that feeling? Yeah.
What was you guys' movie of the year?
1917.
I saw that. I saw that in the theater. Yeah, it's great.
As much as this hurts I would have to agree.
This is one of those words that you're kind of talking about just now, but 1917 is truly remarkable film.
And
I mean, it really is.
Visually stunning.
Yeah.
It was.
And powerful.
It was.
Yeah.
But mine might, if looking back at the Best Picture noms, I might have to go, and I haven't seen all of them, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. I think I thought it was the coolest movie.
It was pretty good.
It was definitely cool.
Did you see Once Upon a Time?
No, not yet.
I think you'd like that, Tom.
Probably what I like is movies. I just, I don't know. There are certain movies that get this sort of thing behind them and everyone thinks they're great, like that Crouching Tiger, Flying Dragon piece of crap.
See, I love that, too.
I don't like anything
that
silent?
What was that silent movie that won Best Picture?
The Artist, and I also love that, too.
Hollywood loves movies about itself. That's why I'm surprised the other one didn't win.
Oh, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah, they usually, as long as it makes them all look generous.
Yeah.
Woke, yeah.
I do think people will always love rich people and murder. If you think about like City Confidential and all those A&E shows, they're always like some rich dentist killed his wife. There's some people don't really care about criminals killing each other, but like the rich people next door or famous people, the OJ thing. It's just like people will always be fascinated about why rich people or good looking people kill people.
Knives Out.
Yeah. He was on our show, the director of that. I had no idea it was going to...
See, I didn't like
huge.
That movie. I did not like it.
I don't think it's for you or me, Christy. I think there's like a clue kind of demo out there? People that are into Clue and those kind
of. Yeah, like, I had a blast watching it.
It's a stock scenario.
See, now Knives Out made me mad. It's like, go ahead, try to figure this out.
Oh,
it's
impossible. I was along for the ride.
I think so, and I hate you for saying that. What do you think of that?
That's just what the whodunit, is that what it's
I love them. Yeah, but you're right. I love those.
So what else do you like that's kind of in that genre? Do you like those kind of...
Mostly...
The Butler did it kind
of... Yeah, and I like a lot of those books. I like a lot of pot boilers and whodunits and mysteries and stuff. Yeah.
You like the Clive Cussler novels?
I love those adventure books,
Now, Clive Cussler died.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
You know who he is?
No.
Who did it?
I was just
if you have a, if you if people who have white grandparents know who Clive Cussler is, because the grandpa reads all those books.
Yeah. They're fun, man.
They're like underwater James Bond,
it's
kind
a
of
big diver.
And he and he did some real stuff in the. Yeah. He was an adventurer,
right?
But he died at what 91 in his
88.
That's a great
Phoenix,
run.
Arizona. Not a lot of underwater diving there, I guess.
In his bed, so it wasn't a real.
It was a real adventurer death, kind of a pussy death, really.
Wow.
Well, if you're an adventurer, you're supposed to get. He was eaten by a croc in the Nile.
Right. Yeah, it's at least a little embarrassing for the family.
Okay, got these two. Hey guys, wanted to let you know that tying the dog to the meter is 100% true.
Jesus.
Well, look, we're not saying it's never.
I work
true.
For the electric company. We have a 5 million customer accounts.
You've given this guy a voice. I can't believe it.
Here's another one. Here's another one disconnecting from service. Four or five a week with the pit bull tied to the.
Wow.
Yeah. Four or five a week out of how many, though? No, that's this out of 100?
This is from Richard.
That's fine. I didn't ask the guy's name. How many?
Oh, Richard's on it?
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm sorry. So four or five times a week doing this job, a crazy pit bull ran in here going.
That's exactly
the same thing. It's a
it
perfect
is not
analogy.
Exactly
the same thing.
How can you be so wrong? Okay, back to you, Christy.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You're right. It's just me. Move that trophy way over.
And parasites and
Sinitar. Really kicking in now. Thanks, Mark.
Got some fresh caffeine.
Yeah, we noticed. Dateline Los Angeles, a thief stole a hearse with a body inside, then went on a wild ride, ending
again?
With a police chase and a crash on a busy L.A. freeway. The suspect stole the black Lincoln Navigator from outside St. Anthony Greek Orthodox Church in East Pasadena Wednesday night.
Hearses are navigators?
They can make
they
a hearse out of it.
Stretch navigator,
They can make them out of anything, though.
Pretty nice.
The L.A. County Sheriff's Twitter.
Right.
Yeah, have you seen the minivan ones?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice last ride.
I'd have to be in a Civic still. I'll stretch Civic.
I'm going
to
be in a red wagon.
Limbs dangling over the side.
Go ahead, say it.
No,
if
you keep having these opinions, it's going to be soon.
Opinions.
How dare you disagree with me? Yeah. Parasite was awful.
This is the Berkeley of radio shows. I'm not allowed to have my own thoughts.
Nope. The LA County Sheriff's Twitter account appealed to the suspect in a tweet that read, "Out of all the bad decisions you've made, at least make one good one and bring back the deceased person in casket inside the Navigator." On Thursday morning, a witness reported seeing the SUV. It was following it. Officers joined the pursuit of the hearse on local streets onto the freeway until it crashed. The vehicle appeared to be damaged in the front end. Authorities found the body undisturbed, though, inside the casket.
Well, the good Samaritans at the scene tried to revive him.
Yeah. Jumper cables.
Mr. James Juarez was taken into custody.
Plane crashes into the cemetery and
how many?
30,000 victims. Sorry.
Mr. James Juarez was taken into custody after the crash, which closed the I-10 during the morning rush hour. Can you imagine?
During the police chase, because it was a hearse, the guy didn't have to stop any of the red lights.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He had his lights on.
Does that annoy anyone else beside me? God, that makes me angry.
The funeral procession?
I'm very sensitive to the funeral procession.
They
thing,
can't
Tom.
Stop at lights, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it moving.
Why? The person's still dead. I'm the one in a hurry.
Him? He's irritated by funeral procession.
Your death annoys him.
God.
I accidentally made my way into one once and felt so bad.
Why? That's a great idea.
I had no
that's
idea.
What that wave app should tell you. There's a funeral procession on Broad Ripple Avenue. Try to get in and you can get across town because they haven't built enough bridges in this city.
Al, that's so funny. If the rule was you had to go
there. Now you got to go.
Sit there with strangers.
How did you know Morty? We go way back.
I didn't. I just tried to merge into the right lane.
I was coming out of the drive-thru McDonald's. And
Wait a minute. I got a showstopper here. I just Googled, what can you make hearses out of?
Yeah.
Christy, can you see this?
Yeah.
This is a Tesla hearse.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Elon Musk.
Even in death, he didn't want to.
Yeah. Leave a carbon footprint.
Leave a carbon footprint.
Good for him.
Wow. A stretch Tesla.
They can make hearses out of anything, it looks like here. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, they do. Yeah, you'd be surprised how many compact cars can be made into hearses. But this
so
was,
in my will, I can have a request. I can request what kind of hearse I'd like.
Well, I guess you could, but
well, I want to get something.
Have
hilarious.
You ever seen the Harley Davidson ones?
With yeah.
Those are pretty cool. Yeah. People do whatever they want. But you can, if you look at this website, you can make them out of almost everything.
I'm doing a smart car. They have to cram my body.
Here's the here's the one with
Fiat,
the Harley.
A Fiat smart car. And I don't even know they make those.
Okay, Christy, can you describe this one?
Yeah, that's a hearse on a Bigfoot truck, basically.
It's a hearse. It's an Al.
It looks like an
I have
old,
to look at
it's an oh wait a minute. This is an old Cadillac with the old with the pointy fins. This is probably what 63, 64.
And it's built up on a base.
So they probably took an actual a legit old hearse and just put it up on monster truck wheels.
Yeah.
Love it.
Here's one with the engine popping out the hood. Yeah, they.
Yeah, you can do it. Just
very.
About
oh my God! Here we go. This is it.
That's got to be in Japan, is it?
Oh, that's.
I can tell by the.
Yeah, very, very ornate.
Ornate.
So, you can get. Yeah, a lot of. Here's one with cowboy horns in the front.
Oh, the old Boss Hog.
Yeah, and then here's one. Okay, here's one that's really politically correct. It's a bicycle with a basket
Nine box.
No, that's a basket casket. So that's 0 foot, zero.
Wow, I didn't know you could get buried like that. I thought you had to pick like at least the lowest level.
Depends what state.
Yeah,
because you have to buy a casket even if you're going to get cremated. Correct?
No, not necessarily.
Not a casket, but you can't just put them in there like a.
It has to be a container. It has to be some, and it has to be a certain type.
Yeah,
and it also depends on the cemetery.
Okay.
So yeah. Anyway, this imagine that this closed the freeway.
I would be.
But this sounds like the setup for a movie. They steal a car.
And
they steal a car. And there's a dead body in the back.
And especially L.A., it would happen on the 10.
Sure,
definitely.
Of course.
That's crazy town.
Yeah, very, very L.A. Christy,
speaking of cars, can I say this real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I know you don't follow Twitter, but your old buddy Bob put this up on Twitter yesterday. Stadium announcer, will the owner of a red Jeep with Arizona license plates please return to your car? Your engine is running. Bob adds, is Tom Griswold at spring training?
Bob's at the Reds training facility.
Would you like to explain that?
I have a tendency to leave my car running.
Really?
It happens, you know.
At an NFL game.
Did you used to rob a lot of banks? Like,
no, I just forget. And these cars are so quiet now.
They are.
He also falls asleep a lot at various places around town.
He went to an NFL game, left his car. It ran the whole game.
That's amazing.
And it was also parked on the street in a little corner lot. It was right there. But
I bet it was nice and warm.
That's
when you
what
got
I was
it.
Gonna yeah. say.
No, I got to the car and I couldn't find my keys.
I bet you anybody would want to steal it was
the
like,
car.
There's no way this is not a police setup. Like,
right.
This is too easy. I'm not doing that.
I have a question for you, Al. Do you think you're a better parent than your own parents?
Oh, I have this story. This was in the New York Post. Did you see this?
My parents are so great. I
was going to say, that's a tough call
my
for
parents
you.
Are great.
Yeah, we even know your mom is great.
What, do you think you're a better parent than your parents?
No.
No?
No.
Huh.
Wouldn't be possible.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't think I would be a better parent than my parents.
Why? You don't think so?
No.
They were great parents.
They were terrific, yeah.
But the survey says...
3 in 4 parents think they're better moms and dads than their own parents.
Huh.
A study of 2,000 parents of school-age children found 76% believe they are better parent than their own parents.
I got beef with this.
And 3 in 4 respondents think parenting is more difficult in the modern world than it was when they were children.
I'd be interested to find out,
too.
Depending on how, like in Al's case, but his mom's amazing. But in my case, I can't help but be a better parent than my parents. You know what I mean? I mean, what are the stats on that?
Yeah.
You know, and Tom, you had great parents.
Yeah, so I.
Yeah,
but I guess I'm one. I just think with 3/4 of the people think they're better parents. I think maybe
that's a lot.
I think it's kind of hard to measure. It's a totally different world.
Yeah,
it's a different world. In that, like, parents now, including myself, I'm putting myself here. We have the internet. Like our parents grow.
Yes, our babysitter is iPad.
They were just going
iPad.
Off of like what people told them, what they thought.
Yeah.
If your baby's got 104 fever, you don't really know what to, like now you can look up everything. My daughter's asking about sex. How do I talk to her about that? Like now it was just, your mom was just a 24-year-old girl in 1991 and had no idea.
Yeah.
So like they were kind of winging it. So I don't know, man. I really, shout out to like old school.
Yes.
I told you, my mom, there's something about like older black women that could like, now parents can like track you on your phone and like, I caught you, Christy, you're talking to your boyfriend. That's easy. Like my mom would catch my sister doing stuff off just black woman intuition. Like she's doing something right now and she would go home and she'd be doing that thing. That's real parenting.
All
I don't care about, I can track my daughter yet. You're weak. You're a weak parent. My mom did that in the 80s.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.